The Guardian.
Life in the Gaza Strip has become increasingly tough since Israel imposed a blockade on the territory when Hamas took control last summer. Now the majority of Gaza's population relies on UN food aid, and fuel is very scarce. Our correspondent Rory McCarthy has been spending time with ordinary Palestinians, and their stories will appear on The Guardian's website this week. But he's also been hearing about the prospects for ending the crisis, as he tells me now.
Well, the situation has become very serious in Gaza, and for the last few weeks there have been some behind-the-scenes negotiations between the armed groups in Gaza and some Egyptian officials who have been trying to draw up a proposal for a ceasefire that might end the fighting in Gaza between the Israeli military and the Palestinian armed groups, and that would also go some way to alleviating the increasingly serious economic crisis. Several of the key Palestinian militant groups seem to have signed up to this proposal, notably Hamas, which has effective control in Gaza. Hamas officials have been visiting Cairo, where they've had talks with the Egyptian intelligence agency, and the head of the Egyptian intelligence agency, a guy called Omar Suleiman, who's been drawing up these talks, is to be in Israel today, where he will present the ceasefire proposal. Now, it's not at all clear whether it will be acceptable to the Israeli government, but it seems to me, at the very least, a suggestion that something serious is happening, just by the very fact that Suleiman himself is going to be in Israel.
Just give us a picture of how bad things are inside Gaza at the moment.
There's been an economic blockade of Gaza effectively since Hamas won elections here 2 years ago. And in particular, in recent months, the situation has really got very serious indeed. All exports are prevented from Gaza and imports are heavily restricted, principally to humanitarian items. There's been shortages of fuel, both fuel for Gaza's only power station and also diesel and petrol that people need to drive their cars and buses.
And you've been working on some stories, really just trying to get a glimpse into the lives of ordinary Palestinians, and these stories are going to be on the web every day this week. Tell us about the fishermen that you spent a night with.
That's right. I spent a night on a sardine fishing boat. The boat is harboured at Gaza City. The fishermen go out at the end of the day, every day, and they're out all night. They fish at night because they use lights to attract the fish. But it's become an increasingly precarious profession. It used to be a very viable industry. The fishing industry used to generate a lot of income for Gaza. Gaza has got a long coastline with the Mediterranean. Fishing makes sense. But in recent months, it's become very difficult. Firstly, there are huge shortages of fuel. So it's difficult and expensive to find the diesel to power the fishing boat or the gas that's needed to light the lamps that they use to attract the fish. The other complication is that there are Israeli naval ships in the sea, controlling the sea space off Gaza, and they prevent the Palestinian fishermen from going too far from shore. When I went out, we were only allowed less than 6 miles offshore, and at that sort of distance, there are very few large fish. Most of the fish caught by my boat were small baby sardines, so that's depleting fish stocks, and also it generates very little revenue for the fishermen.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.